ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्तिरामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन मा कर्मफलहे दुर्भू मा ते सङ्गोऽस्त्वकर्मणि योगस्थः कुरु कर्माणि सङ्गं त्यक्त्वा धनञ्जय सिद्ध्यसिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा समत्वं योग उच्यते. भगवान् इस् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् द प्रिन्सिपल्स् आफ् कर्मयोग. In the last class, he has explained some of the principles and he gave one of the definition of karma yoga also. The principles were karmani eva adhikaraha te. You have a choice, you have a responsibility, you have a free will to perform any action. Viveka shakti is given to every human being to know that whether it is nishiddha karma or vihita karma, whether it is a prescribed duty or prohibited duty. A karma yogi must avoid all the prohibited actions and he should stick to only responsibilities which are given to him by his lifestyle. So he has the capacity, he has the free will to perform that action, but ma phaleshu kadachana, he doesn't have a free will to decide the type of result. He can be a contributory factor by his sincere planning and sincere executing. He can be a contributory factor, but he cannot be a defining factor. He cannot demand the result. Any action is going to bring result. Even just throwing a stone in the pond or well, it will create a ripple in the water. So any action, whether it is big action or small action, it will produce a result, but that results are governed by innumerable universal laws. I can contribute to that result, but I cannot decide what type of result. So these results are governed by hidden variables we call in Sanskrit as daivam, which are unknown, which are unpredictable and which are uncontrollable. If human being is a sarvajnaha, he can know what is going to happen by his action. Being an alpajnaha, he cannot know what is going to be the type of result. And even if he know little bit, he cannot have the control over the result. Result is going to come. If the unwanted result is going to come, he don't have control to resist that unwanted result. Therefore, Bhagavan told, ma phaleshu kadachana. That doesn't mean that we should not plan for our actions. That doesn't mean that we should not desire for the ends or results. It means is, don't depend upon the results for your security, peace and happiness. These results being unknown, unpredictable and uncontrollable, when it comes to you, you have only one choice, that is to accept it as it is. If you demand one particular type of result only, when you don't receive that particular type of result, then if you depend upon this result for your security, peace and happiness, it is unpredictable. Your happiness also will be unpredictable if it is depend upon the unpredictable result. Therefore, Bhagavan told, never have concern for the result. Result is going to come. But at the same time, you can make all the results as a successful one, if at all, if you have a proper attitude called samabuddhihi. Every action brings two types of results. One is known result, that is drishta phala. I throw a stone or I throw an arrow, it goes and reaches some destination. That is called drishta phala. And another is adrishta phala, which is in the form of punya and papa. If I am not bothered about the drishta phala, if I am bothered about only adrishta phala, being a spiritual seeker, I can convert that adrishta phala for my chitta shuddhi or purity of mind. Therefore, Bhagavan told, don't focus on unpredictable external results, but gain internal growth from both favorable and unfavorable results. Accept the external results as a choiceless situation and learn to enjoy the very performance of the duties. Then third principle was, Ma karma phala hetuhu bhu. By desiring for particular external gains, you are going on perpetuating your samsara. One action you do to achieve some gain, and that gain either you get or don't get. While you get, you are becoming elated and you desire for more and more wanted results. So gaining that result which I wanted makes me to desire more and more. Not gaining the result which I wanted makes me having anger or jealousy, because others will get it. So seeing that person, I will become angry and jealous. By these desires, anger and jealous, you become the cause of the perpetuation of your janma and marana. So here Bhagavan told, Ma karma phala hetuhu bhu. At the same time, you cannot avoid doing action in your life. Na kashchit, not a single moment a person be free from action. One type of action or the other type of action is going to happen in his life, whether he's a jnani or ajnani. Action is inevitable. What is the difference between jnani and ajnani? Jnani, in spite of violently or terribly active, he says, I have done nothing. Because his kartrutva buddhi, he has separated because of self-knowledge. He has separated himself from that kartrutva buddhi. So, indriyaha indriyateshu vartante. While doing many types of actions, many jnanis have done great actions which we cannot even imagine. Even though they have done lot of actions, still they have separated themselves, that ahankara or kartrutva bhava, from that action. Therefore they are ever free. Karmanya karmayah paschet akarmanicha karmayah sa buddhiman manusheshu sa yukta krishna karma krutu. Bhagavan is going to tell this. But the ajnani, being always identifying with this ahankara and having that kartrutva buddhi, that I am doing this action, he cannot avoid action in his life totally. Absolute negation of action is not possible in human life. Therefore, akarmanite sangaha ma astu. Never hope to live a lazy, cozy life. That's what Bhagavan told this. Then the definition for karma yoga he has given in the next sloka. Samatvam yoga ucchate. Yogastaha kuru karmani. Therefore kuru karmani. Do your nitya naimitika karmani, obligatory duties. How you should do? Yogastaha san kuru karmani. Being established. Yogaha means buddhi, yogaha means karma yoga attitude. Being established in that attitude. What is that attitude? While doing the action, I am offering all the results of the action to the Lord. While receiving the results of the action, I receive all the results of the action as the prasada or gift of the Lord. With this karma yoga buddhi, yogastahasan, established in this karma yoga buddhi, kuru karmani. Then, phale sangam tektva kuru karmani. Without desiring for external desires, you have to do. Why I should not expect the phala? We have already seen, because phalas are unpredictable, uncontrollable. So we cannot depend upon these unpredictable, uncontrollable results for our happiness, peace and security. Therefore, phale sangam tektva kuru. Then one more sentence he told, Siddhya Siddhya Yoho Samobhutva Karmani Kuru. Yogastahasan Karmani Kuru, Phale Sangam Tektva Karmani Kuru, Siddhya Siddhya Yoho Samobhutva Karmani Kuru. Shankaracharya very beautifully here defines that. Already he has told, don't expect any phala. Sangam Tektva means you have to give up that attachment. That means you have to detach yourself from that external gain. Then again, why should he repeat this Siddhi Asiddhya Yoho? Because karma phala can be only two, either Siddhi or Asiddhi, either gain or loss. Again, why he is repeating here nicely, Shankaracharya defines, this is with regard to even for the inner spiritual growth. External results have to be given up because you should be concerned only about the inner spiritual growth. External gain should be given up because you are having a motto of gaining the freedom from all the inadequacy of life. You are a spiritual seeker, therefore you need not bother about the type of external result. Then the question comes, I should bother about the internal growth. Here Bhagavan says, Siddhi Asiddhya Yoho Api Samo Bhutva. Don't have concern over the internal spiritual growth also, because there are so many reasons. One reason is, you cannot determine what is your spiritual growth, how you have grown, how you know. And once you have a particular scale, instead of measuring yourself, you will try to measure others also. So Gita student or a spiritual seeker will not get angry. This is the scale, suppose if you take. So anybody gets angry, you say that you are going to Gita, still you are getting angry. So you will measure others. And measuring is a waste of energy, because anyhow you are going to get the result. So instead of bothering, instead of spending your energy and time in thinking about the result, which is unseen, spiritual growth also is unseen. So don't have anxiety over your inner growth also, samo bhutva. One or two times you may fail in the spiritual practices. One or two times you may fail from your idealistic views, that attitudes. But still, it should not make you to feel very much sorry, and it should not make you totally to give up that spiritual practice at all. Suppose somebody says, early morning, 5 o'clock, get up and clean yourself, you go for Vishnu Sahasranama. 2 days, 3 days, you tried. 4th day, somehow, you slept, you could not get up. Twice or thrice, you have fallen from that ideal. So what you say, I am good for? Nothing. So never spend your energy and time in judging either yourself or others. Let Bhagavan judge you. Because if you judge in negative way, you will have guilty consciousness. If you judge yourself in a positive way, you will have superiority complex. I am doing all these spiritual practices, others are not, all hopeless fellows, like that. He doesn't say that, renounce the inner growth also. First he told, renounce the external gain. Phale sangam tektva. You have to renounce the external gain. But with regard to internal gain, that spiritual gain, spiritual growth, samo bhutva, not the renunciation of spiritual growth, samo bhutva, one time or the other time, you may fail, but get up and continue your journey. In the last week, I told you that story of monkey wanted to have a plenty of ground nets. One jackal gave one particular ground net and told, only one seed I have. This seed has the potentiality of bringing about 20 seeds. So you have to sow it and it will grow. Then it will give 20 seeds. Out of 20 seeds, one seed you keep it again for the future sowing. 19 seeds you can have. Like that it gave plan. So monkey wanted to have lot of ground nets. So it sowed that ground net, one particular seed. Then next day itself started digging and saw whether it has grown up or not. So spiritual growth is not a revolution in one night, it is an evolution of many janmas. Therefore, don't have lot of concern over siddhi asiddhi. Then he gave that definition of samatvam yoga uchchate. Definition, beautiful definition for karma yoga. Equanimity of mind is called karma yoga. It is not a particular action, it is a state of mind with regard to all types of actions. Unlike a materialistic person, this karma yogi is a calm and poised person, because he has decided or he has fixed a goal, which is spiritual goal, and he has decided to renounce all the external gains. Not that he is going to refuse when it comes to him. Suddenly he writes a nice examination and he gets gold medal. He says, no, I don't want it, I never thought of. No, he will get it. Not that you are not going to enjoy the external result. You are going to enjoy, because to live you need all the external gains also. But your dependency on the external gains is here asked to be renounced. So the person is a calm and poised person. In the Sanskrita, there is a shloka. Sampattau cha vipattau cha mahatam eka rupata udaye savita raktaha raktascha astamaye tatha. It's a beautiful Subhashita, we call it. What is the sign of great people? Sampattau cha vipattau cha eka rupata. They are always calm and poised. Either in the sampat or in the vipat. In both conditions, either loss or gain, in both conditions, they are same equanimity of mind. They have equanimity of mind. How like that? Like our Surya Devata, dawn time also it is red color. Early morning, sun is very red. Evening also, at dusk also, it is red. Therefore, he doesn't feel, I am going to go away from the vision of the earth. He knows, going away from the one part of the world means, I am going to rise in the another part of the world. So, udaye savita raktaha raktascha astamaye tatha. So, this karma yogi, because of this samabuddhi, has removed the poisonous pang in his action. Every action has a pang, which is called a poisonous pang. What is it? Karma phala. Every action has a pang, that is a result. Any result is going to make you perpetuate the samsara in the form of either trishna or in the form of jealous and anger. So this person, karma yogi, has removed that pang. Once you remove the pang from the snake, what happens? Snake becomes your ornament. That is why Bhagavan Shiva is having snake. It cannot have the capacity to bite. It doesn't have that poisonous pang. That is the idea of Bhagavan or many other goddesses also. They are having that snake as an ornament. So, even though he does the great actions, he is not affected or afflicted by the loss and gains in the form of results. So, he enjoys the very performance of the action also. He is already successful, being free from tension, anxiety and depression. Whether the result is going to be according to his wish or not, he is already successful. How he is successful? He doesn't have any tension before doing. All of us have. Will it happen? Will it happen? Will it happen? Tension will be there. And during that action, anxiety. Can I do it? Can I do it? That anxiety itself will not perform properly. Then after that, will I get it? Will I get it? Will I get it? And twice or thrice he lost, so therefore it is taken for granted. This time also will book. Let us see, like that depression. So all these are all not there for the karma yogi. He is already successful, being free from tension, anxiety and depression. Because he is convinced that any action will produce its results according to the unfailing universal law. Who is going to take that result? Any action will certainly produce result. There is a universal law which is governing all the actions. And that results will come without any mistake in the postal address. Bhagavan has such a supercomputer. I eat, he doesn't get the satiation. Suppose eating is an action. Next to me, one person is sitting with hungry stomach. So I go on eat, he gets stomach filled. Will it happen? No, it doesn't happen. So there is no mistake in postal address. You have done your action, you only will receive it without any mistake. Therefore, he doesn't waste his time and energy in thinking of results. And he is convinced that conversion of day-to-day duties as a means for inner growth is the highest success. Since I cannot avoid doing some action or the other, even the most laziest person has to do some action. At least up to dining hall, he has to get up and come now. Or even if somebody is there to provide him where he is, at least from plate to mouth, he has to take the food. If you say, no, 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 somebody will feed, mouth feeding also. At least whatever is fed in his mouth, he has to munch and swallow it. So you cannot avoid action. Since you cannot avoid action, in your day-to-day life, converting that very same action which is inevitable, which is choiceless, as a means for spiritual growth is the highest success. These are all the convictions of Karma Yoga. And he knows that life is a mixture of pleasures and pains. Nobody can say, I will have only pleasures. Nobody can say, I had only pains. It is both. Night also is there, day also is there. Dvandvas are inevitable. He knows that life is a mixture of dvandvas, pleasurable and painful occasions. Learning from both situations and growing inwardly is the intelligent course of life. That is why the Viveka Shakti is given. He is convinced that life's goal is not enjoyment. You ask anybody what you want, everybody will say, including a child, I want to be happy, I want to be jolly. What does it mean, jolly? What does it mean, jolly? Free from certain wants. But this Karma Yogi knows that life's goal is gaining the knowledge that I don't have any want at all. I cannot have any want at all. Being all pervasive, I cannot have any want at all. So the aim of the life is knowledge, not the enjoyment. Then he is very much convinced that depending on unpredictable, uncontrollable external world for my security, peace and happiness is a foolish way of life. Key for my house should be with whom? With myself only. In my house, lot of treasures are there, lot of food items are there, lot of things are there. I locked it. The key is somebody's hands, means what? How miserable I am. When he comes only, I can have access towards those things which happen to be my property. So for my security, for my peace, for my happiness, I have the key. I cannot give this key to the external world. General people's life is, somebody has the key. In husband and wife relationship also, jokingly they will say, key is with her or key is with him. Because according to the key, this toy will dance or run. I cannot have this. Karma Yogi, being an intelligent person, because of this Samatva Buddhi, he has all these conclusions, very important conclusions in his life.
Dure nakhyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanaman vichya kripana falahetavaha.
Bhagavan is comparing and contrasting this Karma Yogi with a materialistic person, Karmi. Though karma and karma yoga are appearing to be same, because planning is same, execution method also is same, both are planning very much efficient in executing that plan, but they are diagonally opposite. Here Bhagavan says, buddhi yogat karma durenahi avaram. Materialistic actions, an action which will perpetuate our samsara, which will perpetuate our dependence, which will perpetuate our sufferings, is called materialistic action. The same action, if it is towards the freedom from the samsara, if it is towards the freedom, then it is called karma yoga. What is the difference between karma and karma yoga? Externally both are same. Externally both are going to office. Externally both are going to receive their salary and promotions. But one person is totally at poise and calm, he is settled with himself. Another person is always troubled by anxiety, tension. So here Bhagavan says, buddhi yoga, that is buddhi yoga means here karma yoga. Why it is called buddhi yoga? Because it depends upon the attitude. There is no difference between both the person's actions, but there is a difference between their attitude. Therefore it is called buddhi yoga. Karma durena havaram. Karma is far, far inferior to Karma Yoga. How? In Karma Yoga, this idea we saw earlier, Bhagavan is repeating this. In Karma Yoga, three defects are not there. There is no abhikrama nashaha. Abhikrama nashaha means there is no waste of effort. There is no waste of effort. We saw this idea. A person puts a seed. Up to the end he has to work to have a proper crop. But in spiritual practices, in Karma Yoga, wherever you stop, from there only you are going to continue afterwards. Sulpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even if little bit is done towards the freedom, that is taken into account. with regard to the desireful actions, with regard to the ordinary materialistic actions, off way then is not going to help you. Somebody has crossed the river off way, so it is not going to help him. And there is no pratyavayaha. Pratyavayaha means no side effect. To cure my stomachache, I go to a doctor and take one tablet. That tablet brings one more disease in my health. So there is no pratyavayaha in this. Through chitta shuddhi and guru prapti, karma yoga ultimately leads to atmajnanam. Whereas materialistic person actions, that is karma, perpetuates desires. If that person is forced to do that action because of his desire, that desire forces him to do action. After doing action, he is expecting that result, and either gain or loss, both results are going to make him more and more samsarik. It is going to nourish more and more his mamakaratva. I have done this action, I should gain this result. So karma becomes the hetu for bandhana, more and more bandhana, whereas karma yoga becomes the hetu for moksha or freedom. Therefore Bhagavan says, falahetavaha kripanaha. A karmi, a materialistic person who is preoccupied with materialistic gains, is a kripanaha. Suppose he donates a tube light to a temple. Ordinary gift it is, maybe 200 rupees or 300 rupees. The difference between karmi and karma yogi is, simply the karma yogi brings the tube light and gives to the temple authorities. If it is necessary for this temple, you please use it, that's all, over. He doesn't want any recognition, he doesn't want even a thanks. But a karmi, while bringing itself, he would have written, donated by so and so, son of so and so, grandson of so and so. The entire tube light is covered with names. Every time he comes to the temple, he sees whether my donated tube light is there or not. And if he is accompanied with his friend, he says, you see that tube light? The friend says, what tube light only? Read that name, my name. So this attitude is a kripana, unfortunate attitude. He is a phalahetavaha kripanaha. He is an unfortunate person, a miserable person, a sorry traveler in this life. Why he is a sorry traveler? Bhagavan already explained that he is going to resist. If the result is a negative result, he is not going to accept it, because he has already desired only for positive result. Nobody desires for negative result. He is going to resist. When the result is negative, the very resisting will make him more and more suffering. So therefore, he is a kripanaha. He has not used human life, which is very, very precious, for spiritual growth. This kripana word comes in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. In Keno Upanishad it says, Iha ched avedid ata satyamasti na ched iha avedid mahati vinashti. This human life is very, very precious life. Because in this human life only, the jiva is given viveka shakti. No other species have this viveka shakti. This viveka shakti is given, free will is given to what purpose? To grow spiritually. To stop the cycle of birth and death by gaining love of the Lord and by gaining atmajnana or knowledge about the real self. Since he has not used it, since he has used only to perpetuate his samsara, iha ched avedi ata satyamasti na ched iha avedi mahati vinashtihi. It is a great loss for that jiva. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, little more concrete way says, yova yedadaksharam gargi aviditva asma lokat praiti saha kripanaha. The same word Bhagavan uses in this shloka. Saha kripanaha, who is the unfortunate person, who is a miserable person, who is a sorry traveler in this life? Yova edat aksharam. Edat aksharam means one who has not known this higher nature, reality. Aksharam means that is imperishable. What is imperishable? My own spiritual nature is imperishable. My own spiritual nature, if I don't know and give up this body and go for another body, asma loka praiti, when he dies away, then he is a sorry traveler. He has come to this world with a purpose, but without getting that purpose fulfilled, simply he roamed here and there, wasted his time. You go to a city with a business purpose, what you do? First you take care of that whether purpose is fulfilled or not. Afterwards only excursion. But this fellow goes to every city, never bothers about the purpose because he has already forgotten the purpose and simply robs, empty his packet and go back to another city. Like that, Yova Yedadaksharam Gargi Aviditva Asma Lokat Praiti Saha Kripanaha. Whereas this Karma Yogi, who is going to become a Jnani in future course, Atha Yova Yedadaksharam Gargi Viditva Asma Lokat Praiti Saha Brahmanaha. The definition for Brahmana is here in the Brahadarani Upanishad. One who is an Atma Jnani, he alone can be called as a Brahmana. All others are pseudo Brahmanas. So Devanam Pashuhu. Upanishad simply scolds that person. Scolds that person means scolds the entire 99.99% in that category only, ignorant category only. So Devanam Pashuhu. He will be an animal in the hands of Devatas. Whenever Devatas say in the form of Indriyas, all Indriyas have one Adhishtana Devata. Whenever thing is there, I say, see it. Then tongue says, I want it. And the hand says, you take it. So I am not in my control. With regard to the sensual pleasures, I am not in my control. I am the Pashu, animal of the Devatas. The person will continue to be a Pashu of the Devatas. Therefore, Palahetavaha Kripanaha. Hey Arjuna, you should not perpetuate your samsara, because Arjuna already told that Api Trailokya Rajyasya Kinnu Mahikrat. I don't want anything, Bhagavan. Hey Dhananjaya, Tvam Buddhau Sharanam Anvichya. It's a beautiful sentence. Buddhau Sharanam Anvichya. Take shelter in your buddhi, he says. Bhagavan says, surrender to your buddhi. We surrender to all people other than our buddhi. What type of buddhi? This Karma Yoga buddhi. May you take shelter in this Samatva Buddhi, Karma Yoga Buddhi. Instead of trying to change the external setup, may you struggle to change your own attitude. What is the general person's attitude? That external world should change and the external world should give me happiness, security and peace. Here Bhagavan says, Buddhau Sharanam Anvichya. External world can never be the cause of your security, peace and happiness. Your own attitude is going to be the cause. Initially, it is Samatva Buddhi which is born out of Karma Yoga, and ultimately, it is going to be Atma Jnana Buddhi. Let this Samatva Buddhi be your immediate shelter. Let the mental maturity, proper attitudes and inner character be your shelter. If a person doesn't have mental maturity, any amount of external gains are there, any amount of wealth, any amount of people, his life cannot be a happy affair. If he doesn't have inner character, the entire world will tell, oh, you are very great. His own mind will say, I know you. So whole world comes and puts a garland. You are a great person, man of character, never taken bribe. But his mind says, I know you. So he cannot enjoy the world as long as he is dependent upon the external world. Therefore Bhagavan says, let this Samatva Buddhi, this Karma Yoga Buddhi be your shelter. All other shelters are subject to arrival and departure. Why should not have external shelters as your shelter? Because they themselves are going and coming. To which you are surrendering, that person or that situation must be a constant one. To which you are holding, that must be a strong one. If that also is shaking, already you are shaking, and you are holding a thing which is shaking, then how can you stop shaking? Therefore, Arjuna, Buddhau Sharanam Anvichya. This Buddhi is commented by Shankaracharya as two Buddhi. One is Karma Yoga Buddhi, another is Atma Jnana Buddhi. He says, Paramartha Jnana Sharano Bhava. Beautiful commentary it is. Paramartha Jnano Sharanam Bhava. Initially, in Samabuddhi, you Sharanam Bhava. Initially, you keep this Karma Yoga attitude, you will have Ahankara that I am doing. Then only you can offer it to the Lord. I am offering means what? I have that idea that I am the doer and I am offering. And I receive the result as a prasada gift from the Lord. Then also I am the receiver. I am a karta and bhokta initially. But still, because of the Samabuddhi, because I have a great goal for my life, I am not bothered about the external gains and loss. Therefore, I am not elated and depressed. Ultimately, the same Samatva Buddhi will make the person's mind pure, and it will take to the satsanga and it will bring the guru, guru prapti will happen, then jnana yogyata prapti will happen, ultimately you will end up with atma jnanam and freedom. So this freedom, this atma jnanam is the ultimate shelter for every being. No other divine power can help if a person doesn't have this buddhi. No other blessing can be there from the Lord other than this buddhi. Ravana has everything in his life, beautiful wife, powerful children, and wealthiest nation, well secured land, everything, but he cannot avoid his death. There was a time in his life that he has to put down his head and thought, I have done mistake. So the blessings of the Lord is in the form of giving this attitude to us, giving the satsanga to us, giving the guru to us, and making us to progress in spiritual life. Ultimately that journey ends in that way that, oh Lord, I can never be away from you. I can never be away from you. If you claim to be a permanent entity, you must be a all pervasive entity. You must be an infinite entity. In infinitude, will I be away from that infinitude? So I can never be away from you. This knowledge to raise his thumb towards the Lord, Bhagavan also welcomes. Very good, well done. I wanted you, the entire humanity, because from the standpoint of the Lord, there is no jiva at all. Ekam sat, I alone. The so-called apparent jiva also he claims himself. When one particular jiva, very intelligent jiva, claims, oh Lord, I am not jiva, I have understood, I am yourself. So Bhagavan says, well done, my dear child. This is the ultimate shelter. Other than this Atma Jnanam, any other dependence will prove as futile. Why? Because all other dependents are subject to arrival and departure, unpredictable, uncontrollable, and unsustainable. So therefore, hey Arjuna, buddhau sharanam anvicha kripana palahetavaha, let this Atma Jnanam be your ultimate shelter.
बुद्धि युक्तो जहातीह उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व योगः कर्मसु कौशलम्.
When Arjuna told Bhagavan, I am having lot of suffering, please remove my suffering, what he did, what he is doing now, he is trying to give this knowledge. He is trying to give this knowledge. Other than this knowledge, no other power can be the ultimate shelter here, Arjuna. To gain this knowledge, you should have one more intermediary knowledge called Karma Yoga Buddhi. That's why all Advaitins, all Vedantic Acharya says, Atma Jnanam is the only solution for all human problems, because the problem is ignorance. The person has misidentified himself with his body mind complex, then he feels limited, then he is missing something. Then he finds something other than himself are there in the external world, and he desires for that something, and he struggles to get that something. When he gets that something, he is elated and desires more and more. When he doesn't get, he is depressed and getting angry and jealous. Entire karma bandhana, entire cycle, birth, death cycle is because of ignorance. So the ultimate solution for this karma bandhana is Atma Jnanam only. Therefore only Bhagavan is taking lot of pains. Otherwise you could have told, hey Arjuna, I am telling you, do. You could have told. Arjuna did not have Atma Anatma problem. He did not know what is Atma, what is Anatma. He had Dharma Dharma problem. So he could have simply one sentence, you could have told, do you believe me Arjuna? Naturally you will tell, yes. I say, you do. You could have solved the problem. Being a very close friend and devotee is going to tell afterwards, you are so close to me, that is why I have revealed this knowledge to you. That is why I revealed this Shastra to you. That is why I took lot of pains to convey this Atma Jnanam to you, Arjuna. So, here Bhagavan says, Buddhi Yuktaha Jahati. Buddhi Yuktaha Jahati. Buddhi Yuktaha means a Karma Yogi. One who has proper perspective of life. What is the proper perspective of life? Life is for gaining this knowledge, not for enjoyment. This is the proper perspective. Whether you remember other ideas or not, one idea you keep in mind. Entire Vedanta wants to stress this only. Goal of life is gaining the knowledge about your real nature. not the enjoyment, because enjoyment is for all other animal species. No buddhi is given to them. It is okay when they spend time in enjoyment. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanyam etat pashubir naranam buddhir hitesham adhiko visheshaha buddhir vihina pashubir samana. One differentiating criterion is this viveka shakti only, and we use that viveka shakti also for sense pleasure. What is the difference between you and animals? Therefore, buddhi yuktaha must have proper perspective of life, that my life goal is gaining this knowledge through love and devotion towards the higher nature of the Lord in whatever way I like. This karma yogi has this perspective of life, and this karma yogi for whom priorities are very clear. He knows what is the first in my life, what is the second, what is third, what is casual. These priorities he knows. So this karma yogi goes beyond. Jahati means transcends or gives up. What he transcends, what he gives up, ubhe sukruta duskrute jahati, goes beyond punyam and papam, goes beyond samsara through initially sattva shuddhi jnana prapti dwarena. Shankaracharya writes sattva shuddhi jnana prapti dwarena. Karma yoga cannot make you knowledgeable. There are intermediate stages. Karma yoga makes you pure. Chitta shuddhi, sattva shuddhi will happen. Because of that chitta shuddhi, you will go towards satsanga. Then in satsanga, you will find your spiritual guide, guru. Then from him, you get that knowledge about your own spiritual nature. So, ubhe sukrute duskrute jahati. Ultimately, the person gains that atma jnanam. When he gains that atma jnanam, I am neither male nor female. I am an all-pervasive entity. When he gains that atma jnanam, he goes beyond sukruta and duskruta. Sukruta means punyam, duskruta means papam. He goes beyond punya and papa. Going beyond punya and papa means going beyond the birth and death cycle. When Bhagavan says, iha, in this life itself, in the shloka you can see, buddhi yukto jahati iha is there. Jahati plus iha, jahati iha. Iha in this very life itself. Initially, through this karma yoga buddhi, he has neutralized the jaya and apajaya. By atma jnanam, he will neutralize the punya and papa. Tasmat, therefore, yogaya yujyasva. Struggle to practice karma yoga. Yogaya means practice for the sake of karma yoga. Yujyasva, you try to gain that karma yoga attitude. Once you gain that karma yoga attitude, entire life is going to be a happy affair. Tension free, stress free life. We did not go to any psychiatrist, we did not go to any counseling, because attitude is entirely changed. I never depend upon something shaking. I will depend upon something permanent. One simple attitude. And I will question towards everything, is it shaking or permanent? Is it shaking or permanent? I will ask. And I will end up with only one thing. Bhagavan is the only permanent thing. So I will have priorities in my life. The relationship with that permanent thing is my first priority. Whatever has to be done, whatever quality time has to be given, whatever way of life I have to follow for the sake of keeping this relationship. People are trying to keep the relationship with others, then they try to manipulate. Here you should stop manipulating, then only you can keep the relationship with the Lord. You cannot bluff the Lord. So, yogaya yujyasva, struggle to practice this karma yoga. Then he gives one more beautiful definition of karma yoga. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. It's a beautiful definition. Efficiency, kaushala means efficiency, skill. Yogaha is defined as karmasu kaushalam. Efficiency in action is called karma yoga. These corporate people nicely misinterpret this, then they may need to have their ends. Efficiency means generally what we think, methodical way of working, a systematic way of working, precisely he works and nicely he plans. This is called efficiency. This is also efficiency, but the efficiency is called productive efficiency. It is going to produce some result, therefore it is called productive efficiency. Going to produce some result means again you are in same birth and death cycle. That efficiency is not mentioned here. Here, Bhagavan does not mean this productive efficiency, efficiency in action. This productive efficiency is for materialistic prosperity. it will perpetuate samsara, birth and death cycle. Anyone can have this protective efficiency. Anyone can have this. Even a thief can have this. So he has done for a long time, many locks he have opened. So he knows which type of lock will have which type of key. Very efficiently, very skill in opening what? Somebody's door. So anyone can have this skill or efficiency in action if he does that action repeatedly. Any action you do repeatedly, you are skillful or efficient in that action. That is not mentioned here. What is the meaning of this yogaha karmasu kaushalam? Shankaracharya very beautifully comments, tadhi kaushalam yadu bandha svabhavan api karmani samatva buddhya svabhava nivartante. What he means here is, without karma yoga attitude, any action will produce result, isn't it? So karma will create more and more karma phalam, and karma phalam means cause of more and more bondage. The law of karma is what? Karmana badhyate jantuhu. Karma will bind the person. How it binds? It produces a result, and that result happened to be either punya or papa. And according to the punya and papa, he is going to get one more janma, and in that janma also he cannot keep quiet. Again he will do one more action, one more result, punya and papa, then one more janma. Like that it is going to be a vicious cycle. This karma phalam will lead to more and more samsara and suffering. Karma yogi, because of his samatva buddhi attitude, because of samatva buddhi is what? He doesn't bother about the external gain or loss. He is bothered about only purity of mind. He accepts the life situation as it is, as the gift of the Lord. The karma yogi, because of this karma yoga buddhi, he also does action. The same action which is going to be a cause of bondage, he does the same action as the means for freedom. Action is same, both karmi and karma yogi action is same. Because of addition of this attitude, the action which is going to be a cause of bondage is converted here as a means for freedom. Like a cobra poison. Cobra poison, is it a binding factor or freeing factor? Generally, cobra poison will kill a person. Similarly, karma also is going to kill a person by karma phala, going to create more and more janma and marana, like a cobra poison. But there is a special treatment through which the very cobra poison is converted as a medicine for removing the very cobra poison. There is a medical special treatment. In that special treatment, they convert the very cobra poison as a medicine. Medicine for what? To remove the effect of cobra poison itself. Similarly, karma is same. If a person is a karmi, it is going to be a poisonous one. And if he is going to be a karma yogi, it is going to be a, what you call, liberating factor or medicine. Converting a binding factor as a liberating factor is called skill. He is so efficient. When you are fighting with a powerful person, don't take any stick and fight. Because that powerful person take your stick and he will beat you. So karma yogi is a person, he doesn't need anything special. Whatever actions he has to do, the same actions he is going to convert at the spiritual practices. Actions which are meant for binding the person, which are meant for having more and more desires, anger, tension and anxiety, the same actions this person converts as a spiritual practice. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, dadasi yad. Bhagavan is going to tell that. Whatever you do, there is no special karma yoga action. It's an attitude. Because of addition of this attitude, he converts the binding factor, karma, as a freeing factor or liberating factor. This skill is called yogaha karmasu kaushalam. This special samatva buddhi converts the binding karma as a means for liberation. This efficiency in action is called karmasu kaushalam. This is called character efficiency. One is productive efficiency, two types of efficiency. One is productive efficiency, another is character efficiency. Spiritually I grow more and more and see that my life situation itself as my spiritual practice. Because of this character efficiency, this person has the capacity to do any action without anxiety. He has the capacity to receive any result without any protest. All our problems, if you analyze, because of this protest. We don't want unwanted thing. We have some list, unwanted list. Same unwanted, which are unwanted for us or wanted for others. Which are unwanted, which are our list, or wanted list of the other person. So when I don't want it, when it comes to me, because I don't have capacity to resist it, so I protest. But this karma yogi has the capacity to receive any result without a protest. And because of this efficiency, he has the capacity to learn from all experiences. And he grows spiritually also. Therefore, yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Therefore, three types of benefits are mentioned in these three shlokas. Three types of benefits of karma yoga. Immediate benefit is peace of mind. No quarrel in the house. And stress-free life. That is the immediate benefit. Situation may make you to say, what? I told you that philosopher lie. He was a businessman. He sent his ship for trading. While coming, that ship got lost in the sea. So somebody announced that to that businessman. That businessman happened to have this type of satsanga. Therefore, some ideas were there. So when a person informed, your ship got immersed in the sea. So immediate reaction is, what? Then after 2 minutes, this karma yoga buddhi and other things work. Then he told, so what? So karma yogi's life will be, what to so what? Any situation comes to our life may make us, because we are not siddha prajna, we are not established in the atma jnanam. So therefore we will say, what? But we will not doom ourselves in that what itself. General people, they are itself gone. What means Govinda. Days together they cry, they cannot accept that situation at all. Not because you are not going to accept that situation is going to go away. Just because you are protesting it, the situation is not going, it is going to get worse and more and more. So, immediate benefit of karma yoga is what to so what. Peace of mind and stress-free life, happy relationship with the family members. Karma yoga benefit immediate is happy relationship. Because there he has got that fire in office, thermometer has gone up. He expected some promotion. Some of his colleague did some buttering. The colleague got that promotion. He did not get that promotion. So he was very angry. With that anger he comes to the house. As even he enters, children are go inside. Because which what mood father will come, we don't know. Some houses, dogs also will go inside. Fearing what type of mood this fellow will have. Then somewhere else you have to give that thermometer fire. So poor person is wife only. Wife or children. So happy relationships are trained because of this karma buddhi. So first benefit is, immediate benefit is peace of mind, stress free life. Intended benefit. Karma yoga is not for peace of mind, because you have to grow beyond the mind. You should say, all minds are with me, I have nothing to do with one particular mind. All are with me, all are mithya. So intended benefit is chitta shuddhi, purity and vairagyam. Vairagya means interest in self-knowledge. Interest in self-knowledge is the sign of purity. Pariksha lokan karmajitan brahmano nirveda mayat nasti akritaha kritena. He will come to this conclusion. Any amount of result, whether it is loss or gain, is not going to make me free. Gain means one type of bondage, golden bondage. Loss means another type of bondage. So results, karma phala, cannot make me a purna vastu, an infinite vastu. Because the karma phala itself is limited by time and space. Therefore, he will understand, tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva avigachet samitvanihi shotriyam brahmanishtam. So that interest in self-knowledge, interest in higher reality, knowing that higher reality, he will come to know, na karmana na prajaya dhanena tyage naike amrutasva manashuru. I will gain what I wanted in entire life. What I want? I want to be happy unconditionally. That is the basic need of all beings. I want to be happy unconditionally. Generally our happiness are conditioned by time, space and causality. If I want to be happy unconditionally, means I should go beyond this triputi called time, space and causality. That will happen na karmana, not even by karma yoga, na prajaya, na dhanena, yage naike, that vairagya will come. Then ultimate benefit of karma yoga is atma jnanam or moksha prapti. Karma yogi understands all this. That's why Bhagavan takes a lot of pain. Entire third chapter is going to be about karma yoga only. Because that's the basis of all our actions by which we can convert our entire life, not particular actions only. We have in our day-to-day life 20 minutes for Lord, 23 hours and 40 minutes for myself. Bhagavan says, no. Whatever is yours should be made as mine. Not that you should sit in front of me 24 hours. Whatever you do, that can be converted as the worship. So that you do by this karma yoga buddhi. More and more we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.